From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The sound of church bells ringing through Charleston in solidarity with Emmanuel AME Church there, which has opened its doors for the first time since Wednesday when nine people were shot dead during a Bible study. 21-year-old Dylan Roof is charged in the attack. Those attending services at the Emmanuel AME Church sang of strength and heard messages of love and recovery. The Reverend John Gillison served as the church's pastor from 1988 to 1996.
Our loved ones who was victimized the other evening, they've gone on before us, but we are behind them. We'll be going also one day. And when we get there, oh, what a joyful time it will be.
Pastors and churches all around the country ask people to pray for Charleston. New York State Police are now searching a rugged area near the Pennsylvania border for two prison escapees who may have been on the run for 2 weeks. From member station WBFO in Albany, Michael Mroziak says police believe a reported sighting of the men in Friendship, New York, some 300 miles from the prison, is a valid tip.
The tip call they received yesterday afternoon from a local resident had credibility. They interviewed this person at length, and after listening to this person's description of the two men that she spotted, decided it was a credible tip, so they brought in up to 300 law enforcers, a couple of helicopters, and combed what is a very heavily wooded area down here in Allegheny County. They did not, however, have a confirmed sighting of these two. They are continuing their search for the time being and still taking this tip seriously.
Michael Mroziak reporting from Friendship, New York. In Southern California, the Lake Fire continues to burn in the mountains east of Los Angeles. The blazes consume more than 16,000 acres of the San Bernardino National Forest and is only 15% contained. But Matt Gillum of member station KVCR reports firefighters are making headway and a change in the weather could help.
While it's still going to be around 100, forecasters are calling for the mercury to dip down a degree or two over the next several days, and humidity could reach as much as 25% in the burn area by Tuesday. With some portions of the blaze not burning as fiercely as before, firefighters are dropping hand crews from the air along the craggy peaks. The fire has continued moving east toward the Morongo Valley by Joshua Tree National Park. However, authorities say it really has nowhere to go as the barren desert terrain offers little fuel. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in San Bernardino.
New Orleans police say they've arrested a man suspected of killing a police officer who was transporting him to jail. Yesterday's shooting led to a massive manhunt, resulting in the capture of 33-year-old Travis Boyes, who police say was arrested boarding a city bus. This is NPR News in Washington. Thousands of people gathered in India's capital today to mark International Yoga Day. Onlookers watched as Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who practices yoga daily, joined a half-hour yoga exercise at the head of some 35,000 fellow practitioners. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the spectacle was meant to break records and raise India's global profile.
Thousands of people descended on the mall. In the run-up to this event, India's senior ministers have been dispatched to their home districts to drum up enthusiasm for Global Yoga Day. There have been seminars and documentaries and billboards extolling the benefits of India's ancient art of balancing mind and body. The whole occasion got India asking, what does yoga have to do with religion? And there were anxieties that Prime Minister Modi was using yoga to promote Hinduism. But the Muslims who came here today said that is not what was going on at all. They said it was an expression of unity, and they wanted to express that to the world. And many people said they were proud that India was projecting yoga across the world today and burnishing its own image in the process. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
Poland's LOT airline says it has encountered a hacking attack today, forcing the cancellation of around 10 foreign and domestic flights, affecting more than 1,000 customers. The attack apparently affected computers at Warsaw's airport, disrupting the processing of passengers for flight. The airline says it has fixed the problem and hopes to quickly resume normal operations. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.